Hey EBC, welcome back to the It's Now Time 21 Day Podcast. We are on day 16. I hope you're ready to start your week off right. I encourage you that as we near the finish line in this 21 day fast, that you would reassess what 2024 is going to look like when it comes to prayer and fasting for yourself. And that you would ask, God, is this something that I want to do just on this 21 day fast with my church every January? Or should I be embarking on this on a more regular basis? Because the Bible says when you fast and when you pray. And so I encourage you, re-examine what that looks like for you. If you're someone who this was the first time, maybe ask yourself, does that look like incorporating some fasting once a month? Whatever that looks like for you, I encourage you, re-examine, ask yourself what that should look like. Go before God and then walk in obedience to Him. Day 16, how to embrace now. How to embrace now. Lessons from Jonah. Lessons from Jonah. Now, when you think of Jonah, what immediately comes to mind? You probably think of the great fish that swallowed him, right? Before we get to that crazy portion of Jonah's story, let's reflect on two important words. Obedience and immediacy. Obedience and immediacy. In the book of Jonah, we find a man called to be a prophet. He receives a clear and direct command to go to Nineveh and proclaim a message of repentance. The greatest obstacle to obedience is removed. He has received a direct and clear call from God. Sometimes the greatest obstacle is discerning if God is calling us. So that has been removed from Jonah. He knows God is speaking to him. So he has the obedience part. It's been laid out for him. Just take a step. However, instead of promptly or immediately obeying God's call, Jonah chose to run in the opposite direction. But why did Jonah reject this divine assignment? Jonah's reluctance stemmed from a mixture of fear, pride, and perhaps a lack of understanding of God's mercy. Nineveh was a great and sinful city, and Jonah, in his human weakness, doubted the impact of his message and feared for his own safety. This hesitation led him to board a ship sailing in the opposite direction, and he attempted to escape God's call. As Christians, we may encounter moments of hesitation, doubt, or fear when God calls us to specific actions or missions. However, the story of Jonah reminds us that God's plans are far beyond our comprehension and His mercy is boundless. We are called not to rely on our own understanding, but to trust in the Lord with all our heart. That's our key scripture for today. Don't rely on your own understanding, but trust in the Lord with all your heart. That's Proverbs 3:5. To avoid the same fate as Jonah, we must embrace God's call with humility, faith, and immediate obedience. In Matthew, Jesus calls his disciples with a simple and powerful invitation. Follow me, Matthew 4:19. Just like Jonah, the disciples were called to leave their comfort zones and respond immediately. Delayed obedience can hinder the fulfillment of God's purpose in our lives. I believe the Apostle Paul encourages us to react with a level of immediacy when he said, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. He's saying in this portion of scripture, it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. That our purpose, our kingdom purpose, should be something that we don't delay in acting on because we have this amazing gospel in our lives, this amazing truth in our lives, and it can bring salvation to everyone who believes. So the kingdom calling carries a weight that is different than other aspects of our lives. Our calling, just like Jonah's message to Nineveh, is a proclamation of the transformative power of God's love and mercy. Anchor your confidence in God's promises, knowing that He who calls us is faithful. When God calls, will we respond with immediacy? Will we respond trusting in His wisdom and relying on His strength? And in doing so, we will experience the joy of fulfilling our purpose in His divine plan and witness the incredible impact of obedience on the world around us. God is calling you to embrace now. As God calls you, it is for kingdom purpose, and I promise that God has a plan specifically for you. Put your name in the text that I have the power of the gospel in me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and God has given me this unique call to reach people all over my town, all over my city, all over the globe, and we want to see people come to know Jesus. And so I encourage you, it's now time to step into obedience and to step immediately. go with that confidence. You are called and the kingdom needs you. May God bless you today. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow. God bless.